This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechina, ndira 22/2015.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti yezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vanoudza kanzuro yeHarare kuti iwanire vanhu vemuvopli mvura yakachena.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanodzoka kumusha mushure mekuita zororo ravo kunyika dziri kumabhazuva.
Nyanzvi dzopesana pauwandu hwevanhu vasina mabasa munyika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri weMovement for Democratic Change vaMorgan Tsvangirai nhasi vaudza kanzuro yeHarare kuti ivake migwagwa pamwe nekupa mvura yakachena kuvanhu vanogara kunzvimbo dzakaita seHopley kuitira kuti vasabatwe nezvirwere zviri kuitika pari zvino. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura nevagari vekuHopley mushure mekushanyira nzvimbo iyi nhasi, vatsvangirai vati vagari venzvimbo iyi vakatarisa nematambudziko akawanda sezvo vasina mvura, zvimbuzi nedzimba dzakavakwa zvakanaka. Vati kanzuro yeHarare inofanira kugadzirisa matambudziko aya nechimbi chimbi kuitira kuti vanhu vagare zvakanaka.
We cannot have a settlement isina ma sewage facility. So mayor, chokutanga chinofanira kuchibviswa ichina. Mukatadzawo kuisa maroro kubvisa tsvina muno. Toda kuona maroro achiuya achibvisa tsvina iyoyo. Chechipiri toda kuona madreza achita. Chechitatu toda kuona kuchidhirirwa mabhohoro kwete matsime aya.
Mumwe mugari wenzvimbo iyi vatrabo hasha vati hapana chiri kuitwa nekanzuro kuvawanisa mvura nezvimwe, uye vati kanzuro yaitakure kana marara munzvimbo iyi.
President, hakuna mvura kuno, hakuna sewage, hakuna chime yandiri kutoona vari pano. Hakuna marara ari kutakurwa, hakuna iye zvino vanhu mukatinyatsokutarisa vamwe vanokutoya panapa nenyaya yekuti vane manyoka edhairiya nekuda kwemvura iri kunaya yakawandisa, vamwe vanongochera mvura muchikomba achingomwa mvura iyoyo. Saka meya, taita dambudziko muno.
Vahasha vaendera mberi vachiti zvirwere zvemanyoka zvakawanda chose munzvimbo iyi, uye mashoko aya atsindirwana namukoti vepakiriniki iri munzvimbo iyi. Meya veHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni, avo vange vaina vatsvangirai, vati kanzuro yavo yakazvipira kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanhu vemumisha yakaita seHopley, asi vakati ine dambudziko rekushaya mari.
Maservices hamuri kushaya. Musi weMonday tine crisis meeting nemakansela. Ndite nenyaya dzezvimwe zvamuri kushaya, zvamuri kutsvaka. Handitika, kana pai zvatakwanisa kuita, tichashanda nakansela varipo. Kunatsonzwanana? Tichashanda nakansela varipo. Hatisi kukampena, hatisi kuita sii, hatisi kuti vanhu vawane zvavanokodzera sezvinokwanisa kuitwa nekanzuro.
Vatiwo panodiwa unyanzvi hwekuona kuti zvinhu zvogadziriswa sei, sezvo vanhu vakangogadzwa munzvimbo iyi pasati pagadzirwa migwagwa nekuvaka mapaipi emvura nesewage. Vatiwo dambudziko rave kuitika muHarare rekungovaka pese pese rave kukonzerwa nehurumende iri kupa vanhu nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzisina kugadzirwa sezvinodiwa pamutemo wekuvaka mumadhorobha weurban planning, uye vati izvi zvinoomesera kanzuru. Musha weHopley nemimwe yakaita seCaledonia yakatangwa muna 2005 apo hurumende yakaendesa vanhu vainge vaparadzirwa dzimba dzavo pasi peOperation Murambatsvina. Vanhu vakanzi vasavaka dzimba kwadzo sezvo vainzi vachagara panzvimbo idzi kwenguva diki, hurumende ichivatsvagira kwekuvaka, asi kusvika pari zvino izvi hazvisati zvaitika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America, VOA.
Mutungamiri wenyika uye vari mutungamiri webato rezano PF vaRobert Mugabe vadzoka munyika nhasi kubva kunyika dzekumabvazuva uko vanga vari kuzororo ravo repagore. vamugabe vatambirwa kunandare ndege muHarare nemhomho yevatsigiri vavo yanga ine zvinyorwa zvinonyomba vaive munyori anoona nezvemabasa mubato iri vadidhimasi Mutasa. Zvimwe zvezvinyorwa izvi zvanga zvakanyorwa kuti Mutasa akapiwa katsvimbo nen'anga yake kekuti akubvisei pachigaro pasina kwakatsvimbo ikako. Vamugabe vanonzi vazotaura kumhomho iyi pavasvika panhandare yendege yeHarare International Airport. Sachigaro vechidiki veZANU PF mudunhu reHarare vaGodwin Gomwe vanoti vatora danho rekuratidzira iri kuti vazivise mutungamiri webato ravo mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato uye zvakasara zvichiitika panguva yavanga vari kuzororo. Vamwe vakuru vakuru vanonzi vaenda kunotambira vamugabe vanosanganisira vatevedzeri vavo vaviri vaemarson munangagwa navapelekezela mupoko. Vamugabe vanga vari pazororo kwenguva inodarika masvondo mana kubva pakati pazvita wegore rapera. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navagomwe.
Vanhu vabuda zvinotyisa kuairport.
Tinonzwa kuti manga muchiratidzira zvii zvamaa muchiratidzira nazvo?
Taratidzira zvinhu zviviri. Mufaro wakanyanya wekutambira purezidhendi wedu wenyika kudzoka kwavaita munyika mavo ndo chekutanga. Chechipiri taratiratidzira kusafara nehunhu hwemurume mukuru anonzi Didhimasi Mutasa netimu yavo yanamai Mujuru nehunhu hwake hwokutaura kuti inini ndiri sekretari waadministration ZANU PF yacho ndini, handiti maona. So isusu sevanamai musangano wemuHarare Province taratidzira maplakadzi anoratidza kuti Didhimasi Mutasa haasi ZANU PF. ZANU PF ndeyeruzhinji rwevanhu, it's the people's party. Kubuda kwaDidhimasi mupati ZANU PF haina kufa. Kudyiwa kwaDidhimasi Mutasa kumaprimary elections central committee ZANU PF haina kufa. So ndo meseji atada kuendesa kune munhu anonzi Mutasa kuti iye kana achifunga kuti ari bigger than the party ZANU PF ngaaende anofoma pati yake. Dzatiri kunzwa kuti vari kugara siku nesikati vachifunga kuti vanofunga kuronga pati vachiti mai Mujuru vane vanhu. Vanhu ndevezanu PF.
Ivo vamugabe vati nemashoko enyuwa.
Baba vamugabe varatidza kushoropodza mashoko avamutasa ekufamba vachitaura vachinyora matsamba kuna vazuma. Vamugabe vakakatamadza kuti zvinhu zvepati yezanu PF zvinonyorerwa vazuma. Vazuma ndeve ANC kwete pati yezanu PF.
Zvii zvichaitika mushure mekuratidzira kwenyu ikoko?
Vamutasa vanga vasina kudzingwa mumusangano, vanga vadyiwa kumaelections, vanga vasew member. But nepozition yavazotora iyi, isusu seyouth league taakukumbira politibiro inotungamirwa navamugabe kuti vamutasa neunhu hwavo tanga tikumbira kuti vateere vamwe vavo Jabulani naRugare Gumbo. Ngavateere vamwe vavo vaviri vakaenda.
Vanga vari sachigaro vechidiki veZANU PF mudunhu reHarare vaGodwin Gomwe vari parunare paHarare International Airport neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America, VOA. Sangano runa nezvemitemo nekodzero dzevatengi munyika reConsumer Council of Zimbabwe rinoti riri kusangana nematambudziko akawanda ayo ari kuritadzisa kuita basa raro nemazvo. Izvi zvabuda pamusangano waitwa kwaMutare nhasi. Loida Moyo anotipanyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura neStudio 7 kumucheto kwemusangano wekuzeya bhiri remutemo unochengetedza kodzero dzevatengi, mukuru weConsumer Council of Zimbabwe amai Rosemary Siyachitema vati sangano ravo riri kutadza kunyatsomirira kodzero dzevatengi nekuda kwekuti ndivo voga vakasungirwa kuita basa iri munyika, uye vachitadza kuita basa iri sezvo vaine vashandi vashoma.
Kana tichitizvo tine 19 staff members, out of that 19 chaivo chaivo vanosimudza program my regional officers and isisu my senior staff. Saka at the end of the day it's not 19 anymore. Out of that 19 it's about 9 people.
Amai Siyachitema vanoti kunze kwekuwandirwa nebasa, imwe nyaya iri kukanganisa kushanda kwavo inyaya yemari shoma yavanowana kubva kuhomwe yebazi rezvemari. Vanotiwo mabasa avo anosanganisira kupa dzidziso kuvanhu maererano nenyaya yekodzero dzevatengi. Amai Siyachitema vanoti dzidziso yevatengi inofanirwa kuitwa muzvikoro kuitira kuti kodzero idzi dzinyatsozivikanwe kuitira kuti dzizochengetedzwe nemazvo. Panyaya yeConsumer Protection Bill, amai Siyachitema vanoti bhiri iri parichazoitwa mutemo richabatsira kuchengetedza kodzero dzevatengi sezvo dzinenge dzava mubimbiro remutemo wenyika. vati uo pakati pezvimwe biri iri kana razuve mutemo richange richizopa masimba ekuti pange paine sangano rinonzi Consumer Protection Commission CPC inenge ine nhengo dzinobva kumasangano anoti Environment Management Agency, Farmers Association, Ministry of Finance, Competitions and Tariff Commission, Standards Association of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe National Editors Forum uye neGweta. Mumwe mugare wemamutare muno kuchikanga va David Mutambirwa vanoti biri iri range richizeiwa rinenge rakanaka kana razive mutemo ndokunge rikatevedzwa nemazvo. Vamutambirwa vanoti Consumer Council of Zimbabwe inofanirwa kupindira munyaya dzakaita sedzemakambani anotengesa zvinhu zvisina kusimba uye zvisiri zvemhando yepamusoro kunyanya zviri kubva kuChina.
Consumer Protection Bill ibill rakanaka kana tichizobatwa zvakanaka. Asi chingangodaro chichizorikanganisa ndechekuti vamwe vanopa maservices vacho ndovanenge vachizoriimplementa. Asi rikaitwa mune mazvo zvinorerutsa kutambudzika kwanga kuchiitwa vanhu nezvimwe zvinhu zvanga zvichiitwa zvisina kururama zvaizoshungurudza vagari nevanhu vanga vachiwana maservices zvakafanana nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvaibva kune dzimwe nyika zvanga zvichiuya pamwe zvinokonzera zvirwere, zvinokonzera nharaunda yedu, zvinokonzera kuti zvimwe zvirwere zvirambe zvirimo mukati meugaro hwedu huchizotikanganisa magariro nenguva kusvika panguva inoteera.
Mumwe avo vange vari pamusangano wanhasi amai Benita Goneso vanoti CCZ inofanira kupindira panyaya dzemitengo inosiyana-siyana muzvitoro pachinhu chimwe chete. Amai Goneso vanoti vanofamba vanoda kuti CCZ ipindire zvakare mukushungurudzwa kwavanoitwa nemapurisa mumigwagwa.
Ndaifunga kuti kazhinji panyaya dzemaprices achona anoningirika nokuti unoona kuti pane imwe shopu unoona imwe price, kune imwe shopu ine imwe price, hatichazivi kuti price ndiyo here kana kuti chinyi. Uye mabatirwa anoita vanhu mumarodhi mumachinyi zvanandirombotaura zvezvi wecross border, tine problem iyoyo yekuti unozouya wotengesa chinhu pasisina kana sendi, zvaita kungori kudhura sitereki. Ende wasvika muno netswa murodhi newezimura waitwa sei handitika.
Sangano reConsumer Council of Zimbabwe riri kupinda mumatunhu ose emunyika richiita dzidziso yebhiri iri pamwe nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu pazvinhu zvavanoda kuti zvinge zviri mubhiri iri risati razeiwa muparamende. Amaisi achitema vanoti CCZ yasara nekushanyira kwamutoko uye neHarare. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Ilweda Moyo.
Bazi rinoona nezvekunyorwa kwebvunzo munyika rezimsec razivisa nhasi kuti bvunzo dzeA-level dzakanyorwa muna mbudzi wegore rapfuura dzabuda uye uwandu hwevanyori vakabudirira mubvunzo idzi hwakakura kubva pa81.58% muna 2013 kusvika pa82.61% muna 2014. Zimseki inotiwo pakati pevadzidzi 30,614 vakanyora bvunzo idzi kwakabudirira 25,291. Mamashoko avabudisa nhasi mukuru wezimsek vaisau Nandara vanoti vari kufara zvikuru nekubudirira kwevadzidzi ava uye vanoti mangwana vadzidzi vanenge vava kukwanisa kuenda kuzvikoro kunotora magwaro avo.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vatereri munokwanisa kuti bata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai imi vatereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava ne Facebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yashika nguye kuti timbotarisa zvaitike kuna dzimwe nyika.
Ukraine yakumbira sangano reInternational Monetary Fund kana kuti IMF rubatsiro rutsva rwekuti nyika iyi ibude mumadhaka munyaya dzezveupfumi. Mukuru weIMF amai Christine Lagarde vaburitsa mashoko aya vachiti chikumbiro chakaitwa nemutungamiri weUkraine vaPetro Poroshenko nezuro mushure memusangano wakaitwa nevaviri ava kumucheto kwemusangano weWorld Economic Forum muDavos kuSwitzerland. Amai Lagarde vati mutungamiri weUkraine ari kudawo kuti rubatsiro rwemabhiriyoni gumi nemanomwe emadhora huchinjwe uchinjwe paiswe chimwe chikumbiro chitsva.
America neCuba vari kuita hurukuro idzo dzapinda muzuva repiri muHavana. Hurukuro idzi dzakanangana nekugadzirisa ukama hwekudyidzana pakati penyika mbiri idzi mushure mekusadyidzana kwemakore anodarika makumi mashanu. Kuvhurwa kwemizinda yenyika munyika mbiri idzi ndiko kuchange kuri pamusoro. Washington inonzi ichakumbira Cuba kuti isatare huwandu hwevashandi vepamuzinda weAmerica muCuba kana uchinge wavhurwa.
Vaimbova mutungamiri wehurumende yeThailand amai Ngieng Lakshinawatra vatsika madziro muparamende vachidzivirira kuti vasapomerwe mhosva padanho ravakatora rekuchengetedza mitengo yemupunga kuitira kuti isadhurire veruzhinji. Dare rangarati riine vanhu mazana maviri nemakumi maviri iro rakagadzwa nemauto muna Chivabvu gore rapera rakati richavavhotera nechishanu. Amai Yingluck vakawanikwa vaine mhosva vanomiswa kuita zvematongerwo enyika kwemakore mashanu.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizday kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizday, tsvagai channel yakanzi CHZim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CHZim. Channel Zim inoteererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaintaneti pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemuwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
Bazi reUnited Nations reInternational Labour Organization kana kuti ILO rinoti vanhu zvikamu zvishanu nezviga makumi mana nezviviri kubva muzana kana kuti 5.42% ndo vasina mabasa muZimbabwe. Izvi zviri kukatyamadza vakawanda nekuti vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe havana mabasa nekuda kwekuti makambani akawanda ari kuramba achivhara nekusamira zvakanaka kwakaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti vanhu vasina mabasa vave kutoda kusvika zvikamu makumi mapfumbamwe kubva muzana. Hurumende yaimbenge yavimbisa kuumba mabasa anosvika mamiriyoni maviri, asi izvi zviri kuramba zvakakona n'anga murapwa achida.
Vanhu vakawanda vave kuzviitira mabasa avo emaoko, vazhinji vacho vachitengesa mumigwagwa uye vamwe vachinopotera munyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara uye sachigaro weResource Exploitation Watch vatafadzwa Musarara. Totanga nekunzwa kubva kuna vamusarara kuti vanoti kudii neongororo yeILO iyi.
Nyaya yakanaka uyezve inoenderana nezvairamba zvitarwa nemutungamiri wenyika pamwe chete nezanupf. Izvi tinotenda kuti kubuda kwemastatistics aya kunobatsira kuti zvijeke maringe nenharo dzakanga dziripo. Takaona mamwewo masangano enhau akaita seCNN achitaura zvekuma 80-90% anova makumi mapfumbamwe kana kuti makumi. Saka tinotenda nezvaitwa. semaonere edi sustaiti chichi nonzi kuwapa basa kana kuti employment kuwapa basa kunoya nene kazhinji nemhando mbiri kuva uri pabasa yatingati formal employment kana kuti informal employment kunyanyisa vari self employed vanokwanisa kuita basa kwanisa kuwana mari zvinozongosiyana chete kuti kambani yakariswa zviri pamutemo here kana kuti ndeye mabhizinesi madiki anenge asina urehwarehwa hwakawanda pakurekodwa kwavo.
Vachitambara munoti kudii nezvakaburitswa neILO izvo?
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kana taakutarisa ine very strict sense zvavakutaura izvo ichokwadi, nekuti ivo vanenge vachiti zvekuti even makaona vanhu vazhinji vari muinformal sector, vazhinji vacho vari underemployed, havasi gainfully employed. Mazhinji maactivities emuinformal sector ndeekukiya kiya, ndeye subsistence, vanhu vanenge vatorasikirwa nemabasa maformal sector jobs mumakambani ari formally registered, ari formal. Saka uyo matauriro aanoita ndeyekuti mumadeveloping countries it's very very expensive, zvinodhura zvakanyanyisisa kuti munhu anzi ari unemployed, nekuti hatina masocial protection system nemainstitution akasimba anotonge achipa mari kuna vanhu vasina mabasa. Makaenda kunyika kunana America, kunana South Africa, kunana Europe, kuvanhu vanenge vasina mabasa vanotopiwa mari unemployment benefits mwedzi woga woga, vanotoita kunge vanhu vari kutambira. Saka kuno kunana Zimbabwe hatina mamezures akadaro ano supporta vanhu vasingashandi. Ndosaka zvichinetsa kuti munhu angonzi akagara haana zvaari kuita. Saka kana washaya basa mufoma wakazhinji unenge wakutotsvaga zvimwe zvaungaite kuti ukiye kiye kuitira kuti uwane chekurarama nacho. Saka ine strict sense chinogona kuva chokwadi takatarisa nerimwe divi. But wo takatakaone rimwe divi nderekuti vanhu vazhinji vatingati vari employed ava vanenge vari underemployed. They are not gainfully employed. Vanhu vari kungo sadharara vachikiyakiya vachingoitira kuita kuti zvibatane uye kuti vakwanise kungoraramawo kaupenyu kwari nani.
Todzoka kwamuri vamusarara, pane chekupemberera here apa pauwandu hwevanhu vari kunzi vari pabasa, kana tichitarisa kuti vanhu vacho vanenge vasingabhadhari mitero nezviri kutaurwawo navachitambara zvekuti vanhu vari kungokiyakiyawo kuti vaone kurarama?
Zimbabwe senyika iri pakati pezvirango zveupfumi, hatingati masanctions, zvinhu zvatinotambira zvakare zvikuru kuti takwanisa kuita 5%. Zvoreva kuti dai takwanisa kuona vekunze vanouya vasingamiswe nehurumende dzavo kuti vauya kuzovhura mabhizinesi, dzimwe nguva tingadai tiri pa0% chaipo.
Vachitambara, ko vanhu vacho kana vari pabasa neuwandu hwakawanda kudai, chii chiri kupa kuti hurumende itadze kuwana mari yekugadzira mugwagwa kana kutobhadhara vashandi vayo?
Ari ndoti dambudziko riripo kuti vanhu vazhinji tataura kuti vari muinformal, saka havacontributi zvinhu zvakaita semataxes uye havatorina ability vazhinji vacho yekunge vachibhadhara miripo, nekuti vari kungo vazhinji vacho takamboita ongororo tikutoona kuti vari kurarama from hatingati from hand to mouth.
Ava vanga vari Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute vaProsper Chitambara. Manzwa zvakare kubva kuna sachigaro weResource Exploitation Watch vatafadzwa Musarara. Vaviri ava vanga vari parunare muHarare.
Muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai cheround table tiri kutarisa nyaya dzenzira dzingashandiswa mukumutsiridza nadzo nyaya dzemari kana dzeupfumi, tichienderera mberi nehurukuru yaivepo svondo rapera.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext messages panamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogona kufona panamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palive talk.
Kwanga kuine kusuwa kukuru mumisha yeMalindi neMalila muCholocho kuMatabeleland North pakuvigwa kwemitumbi yevanhu vakafira mutsaona yakaitika masvondo maviri apfuura muBotswana. Kuvigwa kwevanhu ava kwaitika nasi mangwanani zvichitevera kutorwa kwemitumbi yavo kubva kuPlumtree Border Post. Vavigwa nasi ndi Manson Ncube, Davidson Sibanda, Eunice Moyo, Sharon Moyo, Liston Mulilo, Nozitelo Sibanda, Langelihle Phiri, Bonita Ncube na Metruseli Sibanda. Ishe Gampus Tole vekucholocho avaona vanhu ava vachiradzikwa vati hurumende yakabatsira mukuwigwa kwavo.
Vamwe vavigirwa kuBilingoma Bulilima vana vemunhu mumwe chete vanoti ndodhana uyo angava nemakore manomwe nanokuvonga Gumbo angava nemakore masere. Amai vevana ava vakapona mutsaona mumugwagwa unoenda kuSouth Africa. Vanhu gumi nemumwe vakafera panzvimbo yakaitikira tsaona.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext messages amunenge matitumira. Yekutanga inobva kuna Lazarus Lesenga uyo anyora paFacebook achiti tinofanirwa kugara tiine mabhini mudzimba dzedu uye vanhu vanofanira kuchengetedza utsanana nokuti hurumende hamuizive ichauya rini kuzotakura uye kana uine chifambiso chako unondorasira wega marara kuti udzivirire zvirwere uye marara anounza zvirwere zvinozova dambudziko rako iwe wega. Munyori ari kutaura nezvekutakurwa kwemarara mumadhorobha.
Mumwe munyori anoti makadi Jongana Blessing akomana muri kugona basa ndikwazireiwo hama dzangu Charles Gwarimbo nemhuri yake inoti Maxwell Enisia Masline Amanda ndisingakanganwi hanzvadzi yangu Brilliant Gwarimbo nambuya vangu neshamwari dzangu Chido Sangwati Modina Makombe Innocent Samanyanga Kosi Mudemo nevose vanondiziva ndini Linda Gwarimbo ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Mukoma Godfrey Mondo vanoti ko hurumende iripi vanhu vanoita basa iri havasi kutambira here mihoro. Tinofanira kuratidzira zvisina mhirizhonga hurumende ngaione chiitiko ichi mabhini acho tomawanepi. Munyori ari kutaura zvakare pamusoro penyaya yemarara yatakabvunza vateereri paFacebook pedu.
Mumwe anoti vateereri makadii vateereri veStudio 7 zita rangu ndinonzi Nyasha ndichiti pamberi nebasa. Tinodawo kuziva kuti marizautsi A-level ari kubuda riini nekuti tamirira taneta. Mukoma Nyasha, marizautsi A-level amuri kubvunza nezvavo abuda nhasi zvekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuatora muzvikoro kutanga mangwana.
Mumwe muteereriwo anoti hey guys ndokutendai nenhau dzamunotipa ndovimba rimwe remazuva zvishuwo zvemwoyo yedu zvichaitika kuZimbabwe. Farisai vatsigiri veStudio 7 kuDaisy Hill Village 5 Chipinge ndini Sigauke.
Mumwe anoti hanzi sandondopa kunewe Blessing naJonga pamberi nebasa ndikwazirewo mhuri yose yekwamazambani kunyanga kwakanyimo ndini Patience kunyanga.
Mumwe anotiwo makasimba here mukoma Jonga ini ndinoitwa Dennis Madzinga Ushe ndiri kuJohannesburg kuBoksburg. Ndoda kutenda nenhau dzamunotipa ndoda kukwazisa mukadzi wangu ari kumusha nevana pamwe namukoma wangu baba Talent Mudzinga Ushe vari kumusha kwaRusape. Ndoda kuti pamberi nekurima fodya ndozopedzisira nekukwazisa mukoma wangu wandinogara navo mukoma Mosiadi Madzinga Ushe ndoti pamberi nekushandira mhuri.
Aiwa vateereri nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje. Vadikane tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsambambozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7.
Aiwa vateereri sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoudza kanzuro yeHarare kuti iwanire vanhu vekuHopley mvura yakachena.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanodzoka kumusha mushure mekuita zororo ravo munyika dziri kumabvazuva.
Nyanzvi dzopesana pauwandu hwevanhu vasina mabasa munyika.
Pamutambo wenhabvu uri kutambwa iko zvino kuEquatorial Guinea kumakwikwi eAfrican Champions Cup, Zambia yakakunda Tunisia 1-0.
Aiwa Blessing is Tunisia ichangobva kunwisa dzakaita mangange 1-1. Ndizvozvo. Aiwa tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuoneka indini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murayiro zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu talks here mina Chris Kande.
Thank you, Jonga. And blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today appealed to the MDC-led Harare City Council to prioritize unplanned settlements like Hopley in the provision of infrastructure and sanitation to prevent outbreaks of diseases.
There is a lot of challenge to our city council to make sure that we deal with these unplanned settlements, or they are reorganized in such a way they are also brought within the main system.
Some ZANU-PF youths protested today at the Harare International Airport calling for the expulsion of former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mdasa from the party as President Robert Mugabe arrived back home from a month-long holiday in Asia.
As Youth League, you are representing against Mdasa. To go in public and tarnish the image of the party, you want to tell our leaders to expel Mdasa.
And the wait is over for candidates who sat for A-level examinations last year under the Zimbabwe School Examination Council. Stay tuned for more.
Opposition leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today appealed to the MDC-led Harare City Council to prioritize unplanned settlements like Hopley in the provision of infrastructure and sanitation to prevent outbreaks of diseases. Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Addressing Hopley residents in Harare South this afternoon, Tsvangirai said it was disturbing that 10 years after it was set up, the settlement does not have proper houses, water and sanitation facilities, leaving residents exposed to waterborne diseases. He said council must regularize the settlement and provide water and sanitation to all unplanned settlements sprouting around the city.
There is a lot of challenge to our city council to make sure that we deal with these unplanned settlements, or they are reorganized in such a way they are also brought within the main system. Otherwise, we'll continue to sit on a very serious plan board.
Residents told the former Prime Minister they were building structures haphazardly and were drinking unprotected water from wells while council did not provide any service. Officials at the local clinic, which serves about 120,000 residents, said waterborne diseases like diarrhea are rampant in the area. Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni, who accompanied Tsvangirai, said council is committed to solve the residents' problems but is hamstrung by the shortage of resources.
We were resource constrained, but there are also technical challenges around the sewer arrangement, the gravity, and it's on an elevated platform for it to actually feed in directly against gradient. So there's a technical challenge around that, something that can be overcome, but not immediately.
He added the problem of unplanned settlements was as a result of government's failure to adhere to proper urban planning procedures. Hopley and other unplanned settlements like Caledonia were created to accommodate thousands of Harare residents whose houses were destroyed during Operation Murambatrina or Operation Remove Field in 2005. Residents were told not to build proper structures as government said their settlements were temporary. But 10 years on, the government has not provided permanent homes to the victims. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Some ZANU-PF youths staged a peaceful demonstration today at the Harare International Airport calling for the expulsion of former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mdasa as President Robert Mugabe arrived back home from a month-long holiday in Asia. Harare ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman Godwin Gomwe tells Studio 7 the youth sang revolutionary songs and carried placards denouncing Mdasa for writing a document calling for the nullification of the results of 2014 ZANU-PF Elective Congress. Gomwe says the president, who was welcomed at the airport by Zimbabwe's recently appointed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Phelekezela Mphoko and top state officials, expressed dismay over Mdasa's moves to engage lawyers to declare the ZANU-PF Congress as unconstitutional.
Mutasa, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and several other senior party officials were sidelined in the run-up to the ZANU-PF Congress last December with claims that they wanted to topple President Mugabe using unconstitutional ways. They have all denied any wrongdoing, claiming that they were victims of machinations by another faction of the party led by Mnangagwa to clandestinely take control of the party. Gomwe tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube they want the president and his party's Politburo to take stern measures against Mutasa, who still maintains that he is the ZANU-PF secretary for administration.
As youth league, you are 100% against Mutasa. To go in public and tarnish the image of the party, and it seems that if Mutasa is not in ZANU-PF, then ZANU-PF is dead. So I wanted to show him that you are not ZANU-PF and ZANU-PF is alive, even though you are out.
So now, do you think that perhaps the president will talk to Mr. Mutasa about your demonstration?
No, Mutasa is nothing. Our president wanted to talk to Mutasa. Mutasa is now a cell member. His utterances in public, it shows immaturity. Even though I'm still the secretary for administration of the party, now is Comrade Ignatius Chombo, not Mutasa. If you want to be a secretary of another party, maybe.
So now, after protesting today, what are you going to do next?
There's nothing we can do. We're waiting for the Politburo to sit. As Youth League, we want to tell our leaders at Politburo, which is headed by our president, secretary of the party, to expel Mutasa.
That was Harare ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman Godwin Gomwe speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Mutasa was not available for comment as his mobile phone was not reachable.
ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma says the youths have a right to stage such peaceful protests against any ZANU-PF supporter.
The youths are the vanguard of the party. So if the youth see something amiss or something wrong that is being done within the party, it's within their right, it's within their obligation, actually, to carry out any such demonstration, which will actually sort of conscientize the leadership to take action accordingly. The youths are the ones that normally must contribute more towards the welfare of the church, be it evangelism, be it the welfare of the pastors, be it the welfare of the orphans, the widows, and such people like that. So even in our organization, our youth are the vanguard of the party. They are the future of the party. If they think that there's something wrong within the party, it's within their right again now, show that they're not happy with that kind of thing.
What is going to happen next?
Those are demonstrations to show the unhappiness of the youth towards one of our former leaders. So what is going to happen? Everything has been done. The province itself has already sat down through the provincial coordinating committee. They came up with their recommendations and they forwarded them to Politburo. So when Politburo sits, Politburo will deliberate on that. Then we are going to all be guided accordingly from what Politburo comes up with.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
And a political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London says the demonstrations are an indication that factionalism is still rife in ZANU-PF and may devastate the party.
I think that what this tells us is that, in effect, President Mugabe no longer has as much control of the party as we thought he did. Because when you look at these demonstrations, they would tell you politically that he is not, in effect, in complete control of everything that's happening. In fact, it seems to me as though President Mugabe is behind the events, is following the events and reacting to events, whereas for a strong man like him and for a party that has been led by one person for a very long time, that would be a very dangerous and certainly precarious position.
So now, looking at what is happening, the youths are actually calling for the expulsion of Mr. Mutasa. So what do you think is going to happen?
Pushing President Mugabe's hand to the extent that he has to expel people and necessarily setting that precedent at this moment is going to be very dangerous, because there is no indication at all that if the expulsion starts with Mutasa, it will end there. I think that would then be a precedent for him to continue doing the purging, forced to do so by certain members of his party.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7 on the line from Britain.
The wait is over for candidates who sat for A-level exams last year, and 62.61% of them reserve the right to celebrate after passing two or more subjects with an E grade or better. The Zimbabwe School Examination Council says today, out of 30,614 examinees, 25,291 had passed. This slightly increased the ZIMSEC A-level pass rate from 81,058 in 2013 to 82.61% last year. ZIMSEC Director Isao Nandara said in a statement that of the 7,324 private candidates who sat for the same exam, 4,217 of them had passed. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomorish, the educationist, Sifiso Ndlovu, an official with the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, for his perspective.
First and foremost, we must congratulate the teachers who have made the children succeed. But let us also remember that when we look at the pass rate, it is also important to bring about the quality of the results, which is what as Zimta we've been campaigning for in 2014, and we continue to campaign in 2015 and beyond in terms of education for all. The quality of education must be assessed. So the quality of grades is what we now must focus on, and this is the challenge that we face as a country now. Otherwise, in terms of the 82%, it is not a very bad result. It's quite a good result.
Can you explain further, Mr. Ndlovu, on the aspect of quality?
Yes, the issue of quality would mean there is a difference between an A and an E. While they are both passes, but there is a difference. Admirably, we would have loved all our students to be above the D mark or C and above. That would have been the best in terms of assessing quality. That is what I'm trying to bring about in terms of quality.
That was educationist and ZIMTA official Sifiso Ndlovu.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
teen pregnancies, a big problem in the country.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Officials in the U.S. northeastern state of New Jersey have released a video of the shooting death of an unarmed black man at the hands of two police officers during a traffic stop. The death of 36-year-old Jeremy Reid in the town of Bridgetown on December 30, which was captured by a video camera mounted in the officer's car, occurred just moments after the car Reid was riding in was pulled over by officers Days and Roger Wally. The officers pulled their guns on Reid and the driver after a gun was spotted in the car. He was shot after he got out of the car with his hands raised in the air, despite being ordered by the officers to remain in the car.
The number of new Ebola cases in West Africa dropped sharply last week, raising hopes the regional epidemic is on the wane. The World Health Organization says 145 new Ebola cases were reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone in the week ending January 18th.
And the United States and Cuba are holding a second day of talks in Havana aimed at restoring diplomatic relations after more than 50 years. The reopening of U.S. and Cuban embassies in the two nations' capitals will be the main focus of the final day of high-level negotiations between the Cold War-era enemies. Washington will call on Cuba to lift restrictions on the number of U.S. diplomats sent to the island, as well as travel restrictions on them during their stay.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
The new International Labour Organization report on the world employment and social outlook for 2014 is now available after being released into the public domain this week. The employment situation has not improved much in sub-Saharan Africa, despite better economic growth performance. And in North Africa, the employment outlook has deteriorated, says the ILO in its new report, which also highlights how unemployment, income inequality, and social unrest will continue to affect the African region in the coming years, despite better economic growth performance. Labour experts in Zimbabwe say the report, which pegs Zimbabwe's unemployment rate at 5% and ranks it better than countries such as Zambia, Mozambique, and Uganda, is misleading as it takes millions of informal traders in the country as being gainfully employed.
The report entitled The World of Work Report 2014 Developing with the Jobs ranks Zimbabwe as a lower middle income country with the likes of Morocco, Ghana, Pakistan, while Zambia, Mozambique and Uganda, among 49 others, are ranked as least developed countries. Labour organizations and other peg unemployment in Zimbabwe at more than 80%. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe economist Prosper Chitambara and Resources Exploitation Watch head Tafadzwa Musarara. Musarara applauds the ILO report, saying it reflects the situation on the ground.
We are happy that the figures have come. And also, if you look closely, the figures have shown that since 2006 up to now, there has been a decline in unemployment, which ultimately, conversely, means that there has been an increase in employment creation in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Chitambara, what's your take, as often Zimbabwe is reported to have an unemployment rate of between 80 and 90%, but here we're seeing that it's 5.42%.
We need to look at these figures in the light of, number one, the wrenching structural changes that have actually taken place in our economy vis-a-vis the issues of deindustrialization. Many companies have been closing and many workers have been losing their jobs. So there's been massive deindustrialization in the formal economy, and also that has resulted in the informalization of the economy. So what it means is that people that have lost their jobs in the formal economy are now subsisting in the informal sector. So basically, these figures, what they do is to hide the high levels of underemployment within the Zimbabwean economy. It's again this disconnect between these low unemployment rates and also low government revenues, and also on the other hand, high poverty levels.
Mr. Msarada, as Mr. Chitambara is pointing out, is it safe to look at this figure and then not acknowledge what he's saying is the discontent between the low unemployment rates, but also the issue of high poverty levels in Zimbabwe, that even though people are making money in the informal sector, they are far below the PDL?
Partly correct. You appreciate that even those countries with better revenue generation, they build on that on the basis of international support, donor support, and others. We don't have that. You know, I think you still recall the former Minister of Finance introducing what he used to call eat what we kill. Other economies that you have seen their population having a better life than ourselves with the middle class, so you've done that on the basis, of course, of international support. If you look at Zambia, for instance, which is a sizable middle class, but more than 40% of their budget is funded by donors. Malawi, more than 50% is funded by donors. We don't have that. It's very little, if not any. Yes, it's correct to say that our population is probably not living to their expectations. They're not living the Zimbabwe dream that they want. But it's a result of those exogenous factors.
Mr. Chitambara, what about the issue of taxes, as you touched on, or government revenue? This is an issue where, of course, there's a large informal sector, but the issue is that the government isn't able to tax these informal traders.
Many of these activities are not viable. That's why most of the traders are living from hand to mouth. They don't even have a lot of money at the end of the day or at the end of the month to save. So there are a whole lot of structural issues that need to be dealt with. Because at the end of the day, what we want, we don't want these guys to remain in the informal. We want these guys to graduate and go into the formal.
And I'll end here with you, Mr. Msarara. Same question. How can government change this issue? Because, of course, we can sit here and say, yes, there's a 5% unemployment rate, but government is still needing revenue.
Well, the Zuma strategy document is very clear that we have to move toward enhanced local productivity. We need to reindustrialize. We need to have legal framework that support local production,
cut down on imports. We have, because of the dollarization, attracted, we opened up our windows. But in the process, we attracted mosquitoes and all the flies in, which were supposed just to open enough to allow fresh air and keep the rest out.
And that was Resources Exploitation Watch head Tafadzwa Musarara. You also heard the views of Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe economist Prosper Chitambara. Both were talking to Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
The southern African nation of Zimbabwe has long been known as a hotspot for child marriages. The United Nations say that as many as 31% of Zimbabwean girls are married before the age of 18. But two such girls say enough is enough and are challenging the government at the highest level to lift the age of consent for girls to 18. From Harare, Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA.
Loveness Manzuru and Ruvimbo Tsopodzi were just girls when they were married and gave birth for the first time. Now the pair is challenging what they say was a violation of their rights in Zimbabwe's highest court. They are seeking to raise the legal majority age for girls from 16 years to 18, the same as it is for boys. They are also seeking the annulment of existing child marriages, a change that could affect countless girls and their families. Their lawyer, former Minister Tendai Biti, argued before the Constitutional Court that 18 years is the threshold to ensure that potential brides are making their own decisions.
There is a problem in Zimbabwe of early marriages. One in three Zimbabwean women is married below the age of 18. The thing is, most of these girls who come from poor backgrounds. So you've got a situation of a child carrying a child, educational attainments are curtailed, empowerment opportunities are curtailed, so it then becomes a continuous cycle of poverty.
Beat argued in court that the new constitution specifies 18 as the legal age to decide to have a family. He also says condoning marriage at a younger age violates Article 56 of the constitution, which guarantees equal protection under the law. Emily Napambo of the development organization Plan International says child marriage fails to protect the rights of children and needs to end.
We have very high prevalence rates of child marriages, second from South Asia. So as a region, we are at 37%. But within that region, we have hotspots, which are countries with even much higher prevalence rates above 37%. For example, in Mozambique, in Malawi, in Zimbabwe, in Zambia, for every 100 girls, 50 of them at least get married by the time they're 18 years old.
Those who oppose child marriage say it is often provoked by poverty, lack of knowledge, and long-standing cultural beliefs. But they note that these marriages kick off a string of human rights violations by preventing girls from getting further education, which in turn can diminish their chances of getting good work and good health care. And Zimbabwean authorities say the consequences can be deadly. The incidence of two young mothers, they say, contributes to the nation's high rates of child and maternal mortality. Beatrice Savage has Real Opportunities for Transformation Supporters, a group that lobbies for gender rights and is helping the two plaintiffs in the case.
So it's young people that have gone through child marriage and have really felt the consequences of marrying early, who are, you know, standing up to say it doesn't have to happen to any other child. So it's part of our ongoing campaign on ending child marriages that we're doing in Zimbabwe. We have seen a lot of cases of child marriages in different provinces where we're going and conducting community dialogues with chiefs. The communities, even the local authorities and chiefs, really rallying behind the campaign. And so that local effort that's being done by the chiefs and local authorities has to be complemented by efforts at a national level to ensure that there's that harmony between laws and what's happening on the ground.
It is not clear when the Constitutional Court will issue a ruling in this case. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
A somber atmosphere engulfed Malindi and Malila villages in Cholocho, Matabeleland North this morning when about 9 bodies of Zimbabweans who died in a road accident in Botswana almost 2 weeks ago were buried in the area. Amidst reports that one more accident victim has succumbed to injuries at Mahalapie Hospital in the neighboring country. Government officials and relatives of the deceased received the bodies at Plumtree Border Post overnight. The deceased, who are aged between 24 and 35, are Menson Ncube, Davison Sbanda, Eunice Moyo, Sharon Moyo, Liston Mlilo, Nozitelo Sbanda, Langelihle Phiri, Bonita Ncube, and Methuseli Sbanda.
The other two are siblings, 7-year-old Ndotana Kumbo and 8-year-old Nokubonga Kumbo from Machinge area in Vilingoma, Bulilima, Matabeleland South. The children's mother and 6 other passengers survived the accident, which occurred when a South African-bound truck they were traveling in hit a donkey and rammed into a tree, killing 11 people on the spot. Cholocho District Administrator Nosi Zidube reportedly said some of the victims did not have passports, which delayed the repatriation of the bodies from Mahalapai Mortuary Hospital in Botswana. Chief Gambo Sithole of Cholocho, who was part of the team which assisted in the repatriation and attended one of the burials this morning, says the government assisted the families with burial expenses.
Coming up next, here is an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
More than a year after the largest Ebola epidemic ever recorded began in a remote part of Guinea, and 5 months after it was recognized as a public health emergency of international concern, there is still much to be done to stop the outbreak, a top American health official said after returning from the 3 most affected nations. Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, returned to the U.S. from West Africa on December 21st, where he spoke with patients and doctors, met with many of the CDC's 170 staff members in the region, and met with the presidents, health ministers, and Ebola coordinators in each country. He described the situation as both inspiring and sobering. It is inspiring to see how much better the response has become in the past 2 months, how much international commitment there is, and, most importantly, how hard people from each of the 3 countries are working to stop Ebola, Dr. Frieden said. But it is sobering that Ebola continues to spread rapidly in Sierra Leone, and that in parts of Monrovia and Conakry, Ebola is spreading unabated. Improvements in contact tracing are urgently needed. At a briefing held to discuss the results of his trip to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, Dr. Frieden described progress in some areas, but continued growth in Ebola cases in others. In Liberia, the outbreak has slowed dramatically, and at the moment, the country has the upper hand against the virus, in part due to improvements in access to Ebola treatment units and community care centers, safe burials, and community engagement, he said. But the outbreak continues to surge in Sierra Leone, and there has been a troubling spread in Guinea's capital city. We've got a long way to go, and this is no time to relax our grip on the response. The recent approval of $1.2 billion to strengthen international response and preparedness is crucial to stopping Ebola and improving global capacity to prevent, detect, and quickly respond to health threats like Ebola in the future. As the United States and its partners continue to mobilize against the disease, we are also considering how to ensure that our immediate response measures contribute to long-term capacity to protect against infectious disease threats.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And now to recap today's top stories.
And before we recap, we'd like to inform the listeners that today on our live talk, it's the Women's Roundtable, and they'll be talking about how to start and run a business.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, also wishing you a pleasant night, evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Sithandekile, ngiyakwamukela Chris. Litshona njani emakhaya? Yikudibana emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 22 ngoZibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba seZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela emoyini ngenjabulo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Hello Chris Gande.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Nayo kubrasina dodwa sozithabeni. So lapha imen rights lawo bangenela ngoba bayakwazi ukubona kuluduko isikalakazi. Njengoba nibona emazowe ngani abantu bayakhithwa sebebizo zabo ukuthi kona inyamazana zigede. So thina njengesitio Ferrari sekuthakonoko.
Umkhokheli we Celele MDC umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ukhuthaza umunicipal weHarare ukuthi ayekele abantu abahlala eHopley Farm izindlu ezilohlonzi njalo abafakele impompi zamanzi ahlanzekileyo.
Awusho into engabe singaba into emangalisayo nxa ubona amahealthy ethu esukuma esenza itoyitoyi ngoba vele bona ngisingizwe ukuthi awura they are the vanguard of the party. Yibo esingathi khona ngabantu abamele besukumise iphathi bebambe iphathi bebeyisa phambili.
Umongameli Mgabe ophindela ekhaya evela kukhefu emazweni angempumalanga njalo uhlangabezwe ngabasakhulayo bebandla lakhe leZANU PF eHarare Airport betshengisela befuna kuxotshe umnumzana Didmus Mtasa kubandla.
Impumela yemihloliso ye-A-Level elotshwe ngolwezi nyakenye isiphumile njalo inani labaphumeleleyo kwimihloliso libikwa liqonge kancane.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai namhla ukhuthaze umunicipal weHarare ukuthi akhele abantu abahlala eHopley Farm izindlu ezilohlonzi njalo ebafakele impompi zamanzi ahlanzekileyo. Ekhuluma eseplazini leli umnumzana Tsvangirai uthe kuyadanisa ukuba abantu laba lokhu behlala emkhukhwini lanxa sokule minyaka elitshumi bahlaliswa lapha nguhulumende. Uthe njalo ukusilela kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo kufaka impilo zezakhamizi engozini yemikhuhlane etshiyeneyo efana lekholera. Umeya weHarare umnumzana Bernard Manyenyeni yena obehamba loTsvangirai uthembisile ukuthi ikhansili izazama ngamandla ukuthuthukisa impilo zabantu beHopley kodwa uthe udubo olukhulu abalalo ngolokusilela kwemali. La ngamazwi agcizelelwe ngukhansila kaWard 13 eHarare umnumzana Peter Moyo.
Bona mina kukuhle kakhulu ngoba akula ngenye indlela esingayenza. Abantu laba baphiwe indawo eziningi kakhulu okungekho emthethweni. Kodwa-ke abantu bangona kathesi siyabahambisa ngaphi. So mbona kuqondile ukuthi khona siregularize into zonezo ezokuthi khona abantu bathole indawo zokuhlala. Bayakhe izindlu ezenza ukuthi khona zingadiliki nxa izulu selisina. Njengoba likwazi ukuthi khona ngale hophi kulo mthwana owadilikelwa yindlu wafa. Ukulahlekelwa impilo hayi asikuthakazeleli ngoba akulali lokuthi ngabantu bezanu kumbe ngabani. Okuhle ukuthi khona abantu bayakhe izindlu eziyenza ukuthi khona nxa izulu selisina bengadilikeli.
Lona ludaba eliyake licabange ngalo yini lolu njengomunicipal weHarare?
Siyacabanga ngalo kakhulu ngoba lisakhumbula ukuthi khona sisuka kuma-elections iZANU PF yathi khona izindlu kazigqekezi sasesithi thina hayi omnye umrambasini avele asozi uthabeni. So lama human rights lawo bangenela ngoba bayakwazi ukukhona kuluduku inhlalakade. Njengoba libona emazowe ngani abantu bayakhitshwa sebelimizo zabo ukuthi kona inyamazana zingene. So thina njengesithi of Harare singafuni konoko. Siyayenza ukuthi kona siyake sikucabange sibili, sake sakhuluma ngakho, kodwa ke siyabe sisithi nxa kulomuntu ohlezi endaweni yamagetsi, endaweni yesiweti, endaweni yamanzi, njengabanye abasejuswa mqabuko laphayana, abahlezi duze kwamatenki. Konabo abantu asibalahli, kodwa siyamtshela ukuthi kona suka lapha, ungcono ubuye lapha, okuyenzela ukuthi kole mpilo yakhe ingabi engozini.
Umnumzana Peter Moyo, ngukansila ka Ward 13 eHarare.
Umongameli Mgabe uphindele ekhaya lamuhla evela kukhefu lakhe emazweni angempumalanga wahlangabezwa ngabasakhulayo bebandla lakhe leZanu PF eHarare Airport betshengisela befuna kuxotshwa umnumzana Didmus Mutasa ebandleni. Okhokhela uhlangothi lwabasakhulayo lweZanu PF kubandla leZanu PF umnumzana Godwin Gomwe utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi batshengisele emagcekeni endizamtshina bedinga indlela yokuthi uMgabe axotshe uMtasa ofuna ukuthi kuguqulwe impumela yeCongress eyenziwa nyakenye. UGomwe uthi abasakhulayo batshele uMgabe ukuthi uMtasa uyadelela njengoba efuna ukuthi kwenziwe enye iCongress esithi leyo eyenziwe ngompalakazi kayikho emthethweni. Uthe uMgabe ulalele konke abakukhulumileyo wathi kuyasinda ukuthi uMtasa labanye bakhe abagoqela owayengumsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru bafuna ukwenza santando loba basuswa esikhundleni ngesikhathi seCongress. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma loMtasa ngoba ngodaba lolu njengoba umakhalekhukhwini wakhe kade engamphenduli. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudale leZanu PF Central Committee utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi abasakhulayo balelungelo lokutshengisela.
Enhlanganisweni yiphi la yiphi, kungabe ungaye esontweni, kungabe uye kumbe emdeni yethu, kumbe uye even kulezembangazwe, ama-youth kuhlala kuthiwa yibo abanikazi abomhlangano, yibo abanikazi kumbe nxa kulivangeli zotakuthiwa i-CYC yiyo ehambisa ivangeli phambili. So akusho nto engabe ingaba into emangalisayo nxa ubona amahelsi yethu esukuma esenza itoyitoyi, ngoba vele bona ngesingizi utawura they are the vanguard of the party. Yibo esingathi khona ngabantu abamele besukumisa iphathi bebambe iphathi bebeyisa phambili, kumbe nxa kuyisechurchi yibo omele bebe namandla ukuthi betshaya izimali ivangeli lihambe liye phambili, begcine ukufundisiwe, begcine izintandane, begcine abafelokazi kusuka phela kuma-youth ngoba yibo basisela amandla. So nxa kwenzakale njalo kithi na, angiboni ukuthi kule nto embi yinto vele omele yenzakale. Ama-youth yibo omele bekhangele ukuthi yona inhlanganiso ihamba kuhle na. Nxa ingahambi kuhle yibo vele omele bebe ngabokuqala ukuvungama, ngoba futhi nxa ukhangele yibo phela asebe yi-future, yibo phela abasebe yikusasa enhlanganiso yethu eZanu PF.
Ye, pho ke okulandelayo Baba Juma kuyini njengoba sekokwenzile lokho?
Inhlanganiso yethu ilendlela eqondileyo ekuyenza izinto. Asiyenzi izinto nje on the street or out of the strength of it demonstration kumbe ini. Inhlanganiso yethu ilama-steps agcweleyo azakalayo ukubana vele nxa kule nto eyi-problem iyahlala ku-Polisbureau into yakhona ihluzwe andubana i-Polisbureau iphume lesinqumo kusuka-ke khonapho. So we don't react out of i-mass action, hayi kuzareactwa-ke nxa sokuhlezi phansi kwahluzwe ukuthi right into lezi ngayihambe so-ke ihambe so.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Joseph Chuma, ilunga ledale lebandla leZanu PF Central Committee, obekhuluma leGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, uGibbs uxoxe lo mnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ofundisa ekolitshini yeHuddersfield kwelebhilitane.
Mnengani mina ubukhokhela esikhathini esiningi even lobu ungaze ukhangele emazweni asethuthukile kumbe ayenze ezepolitiki ngendlela esithi iqondile, ukuzima kakhulu ukuthi ubukhokheli bwenze izinto bulandele emva kwabantu. Abantu abakhokhela bafanele bakhokhele ukukhokhela khonokho kuhlanganisa ukuthi indaba ezikhulunywayo ephathini iziphi, izinto ezenziwayo iziphi, abakhokheli ziyabe senza izinto lezi bephambili besazi kodwa kukhanya ngami lokho sokusenzakala kuzanu sokufaka uPresident Mugabe ngemuva kwendaba ngakho nxa esekhokhele ngemva kwendaba kutshengisa ukuthi layo usebuzimeni obukhulu njalo kungaxotshwa abantu abaningi ngendlela leyi efunwa yilaba kade bese-airport bebelela uPresident mbone ngami ngathi mina kuzima ukuthi sithi kuzagcina ngapha kusuze kufike la kuye yini kusasabaza bengekho airport besithi ayi president ungaphenduki
ye pho manje ubona ngazani nxa sokwenzakale khonokho ukuthi amajaha lamantombazana abechaya phela ijoyitoyi sokumele ithi bandla lenzeni ngombono wakho khonapho
mbona mina ingani bandla selisebuzimela obukhulu ngoba sokutshengisa ukuthi uqhamuka kwebandla kwala kusiya phambili njalo kutshengisa ukuthi ezinye ingatsha zebandla sezizibona zilamandla okwazisa njalo okutshela uPresident Mugabe okokwenza mbonani khonokho mina sokumfaka ebuzimeni nxa esenelisa uPresident Mugabe ngibona ngani mina kufanele kufika isikhathi sokuthi athathe esinye isinqumo esingafanele leso asitshelwayo ukuthi asithathe ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi khokhela ephambili hatho ukuthi usekhokhela semuva
lo-ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda osekolejini le-Huddersfield University ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 esebhilitane
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Impumela yemihloliso ye-A-Level elotshwe ngolwezi nyaka enye isiphumile njalo ugatsha lwezimiseki luthi inani labaphumeleleyo kule mihloliso liqonge kancane laya kusilinganiso sokwedlula amashumi ayi-92 ekhulwini 82.61% lisuka ku-81.58% ngo-2013. Lolu gatsha luthi phakathi kwabafundi abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lengxenye 30,614 abalobele imihloliso abapase ngo-A kusiya ku-E bazinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamachumi amabili 25,291. IZIMSEC ithi impumela yemihloliso le izabi sikhona ezikolo kusasa. Umqondisi weZimseke umnumzana Esau Nandara uchayele abafundi laba ihlombe wathi kuyajabulisa ukuthi baphumelele ngobunengi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela ababalisi iZimta umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu.
Intanothi sichayele ihlombe ababalisi kanye labafundi abathe baphumelela kakuhle kanjalo. Njalo baqhubeka phambili bekhuphukisa izinga lezemfundo lisiya phambili. Kodwa okusekuseleke ukuthi singaze sazitshaya izifuba, sigide, sijabule, sithi thina sizabantwana abapasileyo ngoba sinakho ukuthi singconoze wona la marizathi siwabonileyo. Ngiyafanisela ke lapha ukuthi umntwana othole u-E lo mntwana othole u-A bonke bapasile kodwa bapase ngobuntshantshu obehlukile. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke kufuze sibathuthukise bonke basondele emtshantshini okulokho. Lokhu kuyadingakala nokuthi-ke nxa sisihlolisisa ngezabafundi singakhangeli ngezobuchopho kuphela sikhangele futhi sisiya phambili ukuthi laba bafundi nxa singabakhangela ngenkwemihla namihla hathi ngokobuchopho mhlawelanga nezamumeshini kodwa uke vele senza njani la kukhangelo yokuhamba kumenza futhi izinga likhuphuke elezemfundo.
Lingakhutshulwa njani leli zinga njengokukhuluma kwakho bengakhitshwa njani abafundi abapasa ngo-E besuswe lapho befakwe labo phezulu ngale kubo-A kubo-B?
Yebo kambe owokuqala ukuthi sibaphe ababalisi abomqotho ababalisi abafundileyo abaqeqetshele bobalisi ezinyethi phecelezi ngama-professional teachers abayibo okuthiwa ngumbalisi olobuchopho bobubalisi hayi abafaniselayo kumbe abadinga umsebenzi ukuthi bazochasa kuphela. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke siyabe siqalisa ukuthi sinanzelele lokho. Okwesibili kumele siguqule nendlela esihlola ngayo abafundi bethu ngoba nakho phela abafundi sibahlola kwamahola amabili kuphela 2 hours. I-2 hours liyana ibe sesiba yiyo eguqula impilo yakhe ibuye imfake kulelo banga ezizina lesikhuluma ngalo lika-E. Kanti ke nxa simbe singakhangela ukuthi uvelena eqalisa engena esikolweni ngoJanuwari kusiyabamba uDisemba, imihloliso obeyibamba njani singayihlanganisa kuhle, singathola ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi lo mntwana ubhale ephakathi kobunzima obukhulu, mhlawumbe ehlukuluzekile, mhlawumbe njalo isikolo sikhathazekile singazange kube khona okunye kwenaleyo ukuthi kubeze bafundi bephambili. Lokho kungaguqula lelo zinga lezemfundo.
Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu isiphathamandla seZimtha.
Izidumbu zabantu ababhubhe engozini yomgwaqo eBotswana kumaviki amabili edluleyo zingcwatshwe lamhla eTsholotsho eMalindi leMalili, njalo omunye wabakade begula ubikwa ebhubhile esibhedlela seMahalapie khonale eBotswana. Izidumbu lezi zihlangabezwe emngceleni wePlum Tree Border Post, njalo zilethwe emizini yazo lamhla ngemva kwamadabuka kusa. Ababhubhileyo bebele minyaka ephakathi kwamachumi amabili lane i-24 lamachumi amathathu lanhlanu i-35. Babalisa uManson Ncube, Davidson Sibanda, Eunice Moyo, Sharon Moyo, Liston Mlilo, Nozithelo Sibanda, Langelihle Phiri, Bonita Ncube lo Methuseli Sibanda. Abanye ababili iZelamani undodana Gumbo obele minyaka isikhombisa lo Nokubonga Gumbo obele minyaka esithiyagalombili. Bona badabuka emajinge ebilonga esigabeni sebulilima. Unina wabantwana ubikwa wasila kulingozi ndawonye labanye abayisithupha imota ababehamba ngayo isiya kwele South Africa ize iphume emgwaqweni iyetshayana lesihlahla. Isiphathamandla sikahulumende eTsholotsho unkosikazi Nosisi Dube ubikwa esithi abanye bebengelancwadi zokuhambisa ama-passports okubangele ukuthi izidumbu lezi zingalethwa ekhaya ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Induna eTsholotsho uChief Gambu Sithole obesemngcwabeni weMalanda eVillage koSibanda uchasisele uSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ngokwenzakeleyo.
Izidumbu namhlanje zibuyile, basuke izolo ngo-3 ikhombi ekadila abantu ababengu-10 or more besiyahlangabeza izidumbu ePlumtree ngo-8 o'clock webusuku. Bahambe kuhle bayafika bazamukela izidumbu lezo kade zibuye zikhatshwe ngamapholisa eBotswana besiza bezonikeza amapholisa angapha eZimbabwe. Lapha kade kulompholisa uKhumalo, umnakhe kaMtshana Khumalo, uChief Mtshana Khumalo, nguye kade lipholisa kade mele eZimbabwe. Laba kaSikomitsha kade bekhona, yiba kade behlangabeza izidumbu lezo lemuli zalaba ababhujelweyo. Basuka-ke sekulate ngama-past 8 to 10 besiza komalila. Bayafika komalila ebusuku ngama-3 ebusuku. Baze basuka abena abakomalanda sebeshiya abakomalila sebesuka lesidumbu sabo abakomalanda ekuseni, bafika ekuseni ngama-6. Umngcwabo wakomalanda yiwe engihambe kiwo ngoba one kuseduzane lami lapho engihlala khona, silobuhlobo la yena lowo mufi, so yikho ngihambe khona futhi emngcwabeni wakho. Kodwa-ke bekuyimi ngedwa umuntu omdala ovela kuhulumende, yimi kade mele uhulumende.
Khona uqhubeke kuhle yini umngcwabo?
Ye, hayi umngcwabo uqhubeke kuhle kakhulu. Loba nje abantu bebedangala, bebedanile kakhulu, bekhala kakhulu ngokuthiwa ngomunye wabo, bekangibonanga lutho lubi.
Yimuli yangaphi adeli kuyo, njalo bathini ngesihlobo sabo esibatshile?
Yimuli yakoSibanda. Bakhale kakhulu bathi umfana lo nguye kade uthiye umntwana oyedwa uyisilima futhi. Kanti-ke lo bhuti wakhe ulomunye umntwana oyisilima futhi. Umfana lo nguye kade ekhangela imuli yona leyo, imuli yakhe yekamfowabo, ngoba abazali bakhe labo sebabhubha bonke futhi. So nguye kade sele ekhangele.
Leo yinduna uChief Gambu Sithole obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseTsholotsho.
Edabeni lwethu olumqoka lamhlanje ingcwethi kwezokuqatshwa kwabantu lokudalwa kwemisebenzi zithi inani elivezwa inhlanganiso yezisebenzi emhlabeni jikelele e-International Labour Organization ethi ingcosana yabantu nje engaqatshwanga eZimbabwe iza kwenza uhulumende ahlalele izandla ethi wenza kuhle kodwa inengi lithwele nzima lingayitholi imisebenzi. Kubika uNotando Spanda.
I-ILO kukwalolwayo elukhiphe ngayonale iviki olwe World of Work Report 2014 Developing with Jobs ithi iZimbabwe ilabantu abahlanu ekhulwini 5% kuphela abangaqhatshwanga. Ugwalololu lubeka iZimbabwe lamazwe afana leGhana, iMorocco kanye lePakistan alemali encane kodwa angcono kulalawo angathuthukanga agoqela iZambia, iMozambique leAfghanistan. Inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa kuleli zithi inani labantu abangaqhatshwanga bayisilinganiso sokungamathumi ayisishiyagalolunye ekhulwini 90% kulandela ukuvala kwamankampani amaningi ngenxa yokubhidlika kwenotho yelizwe kwiminyaka edluleyo. Unkosazana Barbara Tanyaniwa, ingcweti kwezokuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi, uthi akuzwisiseki ukuthi linhlanganiso ithi abantu baqhatshiwe ngaliphi omanjinela labomongikazi abavela emakolitshini begcwele ezitaladeni beswele imisebenzi. Uthi sokunzima ukuthi izisebenzi ziqoqane zimele izikhalazo lamalungelo azo ngoba zigcwele indawo yonke zidinga ukuziphilisa ngoba zingaqhatshwanga. Kunani labantu leli okuthiwa liqhatshiwe, amajumi ayisishiyagalombili lane ekhulwini 84% liziqhatshile, okutsho ukuthi liphila ngaphansi kwe-poverty datum line lingela lokuthi lingabamba muthi bani mhlana lithe lagula kumbe lehluleka ukusebenza ngokuguga.
Instead okuthi ihulumende acreate employment, amakhampani zavala. So i-employment ecreatwa yicreatwa ngama-individuals and ama-individuals angikhona kala ndaba lokuthi alandele umthetho. I-employment creation eningi icreatwa ngama-Nigerians, ngama-China avela abangananzeleli amalungelo abantu.
Umnumzana Muzi wakhe Ndlovu ozisebenzayo uthi inhlanganiso le ingeke ikhulume ngabantu abatshona bethengisa amatamatisi ithi baqhatshiwe ngoba lokhu kwenza uhulumende ahlale phezu kwezandla abantu bedinga imisebenzi.
Nxa i-government sithi abantu abaku-informal bafana labantu abangabizwa kuthiwa baqhatshiwe, angiboni ukuthi kuyasiza ngoba abantu bakhona kala security. Mhlana elimeleyo kakula ndawo lapho ahamba khona ethola uncedo, mhlana elo hlupho uphelele khonapho. So ukuthi abantu laba kude baqhatshiwe, ngibona ngani i-government nje liphupho abasaliphupha khathesi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bengananzeleli uhlupho abakilo.
I-ILO ithi iyananzelela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi izisebenzi ziqhatshwe ngaphansi komumo ongabasusi isithunzi njalo kube ngumsebenzi ozenelisa ukubaphilisa lalapho bengasenelisi ukuzisebenzela ngezizathu ezichiyeneyo. Iningi labantu kuleli elilokhu lisaqhatshiwe lisebenzela uhulumende osithwele nzima ukubhadala iholo. Iningi labantu kobulawayo selalahlekelwa imisebenzi ngemva kokuvalwa kwamankampani kuthi amanye aqhathe abaningi njengololiwe kenelisi ukuhlawula iholo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Siyabonga Nothando. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba lwesimo sokuqatshwa kwezisebenzi eZimbabwe sixoxe lesikhulumeli senhlanganiso yezakhamizi iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Roderick Fayayo endawonye lengcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Masimba Kutshera onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Nxa sikhangele sabona ukuthi akula kuwelelana ukuthi simesha njani i-unemployment rate yaseZimbabwe, ngoba nxa sikhangele abantu abazisebenzelayo ikakhulu abantu abasuka emsebenzini uhulumende kumbe abathiye imisebenzi khanya njengani bebebalwa njengabantu abayi-unemployed. Kodwa khanya inxa sikhangele ifiga lele zizabona ukuthi sebebala abantu abazisebenzelayo njengabantu aba-employed. Kodwa udubo olukhona ngendlela leyo yikuthi nxa sikhangele abantu aba-employed siyabe sikhangele ukuthi bazabhadala imithelo ethize.
Ye, ngibuye kuwe mnumzana Fayayo, njengomuntu ophila lezakhamizi, ungasitshela ukuthi ubona njani?
Thina esijwayele ukwenza ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi sokukhuluma indaba enjengayona leyo
sizibuza ukuthi i-ILO yona ikuthethe ngapi. Bese sikhanye bese sibona ukuthi hayi i-ILO isebenzisa ama statistics avela kuhulumende. Bese sizibuza ukuthi kanti uhulumende weZimbabwe kuyini azama ukuachieve, kuyini azama ukuzuza ngokutsho njalo. Ngoba phela khangela kithi koBulawayo konapha, kumbe ngithi emhlubulweni emaNdebeleni konke konapha, amankampani sekuleminyaka emnga evala amankampani amaningi okutshengisela ukuthi iningi labantu liyaphuma emsebenzini. So inamba kufanele ukuthi ngabe iyakhwela each and every time, kodwa kayikhweli. Kodwa phela ungakhohlwa ukuthi uhulumende lo esikhuluma ngaye nguye uhulumende obulele ama-industry onke lawa, kodwa akafuni kuvuma, akafuni ukuthi abantu phandle ngale bethi hayi akwenzileyo kose kusiza abantu bengabe lemisebenzi. Ufuna ukuthi ukhaye nganto abantu bale misebenzi. KoBulawayo ngapha ama-industry sengama-church akusela lutho ngitsho, ama-industry sasiwathembile wonke akusela lutho ngitsho, labo railways akusela lutho ngitsho. So awungeke ukusitshela ukuthi abantu abalutshwakuwa ngabantu abalutshwana kangako abanjani abangasebenziyo.
Mnumzana Kutshera, nxa sikhangele lokho okukhulunywa ngumnumzana Fayayo ukubana iningi labantu kuthiwa liyasebenza lona lingasebenzi, singasebenzisa zibonelo bani ukuthi umuntu kuze kuthi hayi lo uyasebenza? Bakhona abathengisa ama juice cards lokunye okunjalo, singathi bayasebenza yini?
Ya yikho ke bengithe ngasibona ukuthi umuntu uyasebenza yini, ukuthi siyasibona ukuthi nxa singohulumende siyabe sikhangelele ukuthi umuntu lo abhadale ama-taxes, kodwa nxa umuntu makhaza nxa ufuna ukuthi ubona ukuthi uyasebenza yini kumbe awusebenzi, wena uyakwanisa ukuthi uziphilele. Abantu abaningi abayenza into lezi ezokuthengisa baye bengakwanisa ukuthi baziphilele, baye befosa ukuthi benze into eziningi-ningi ukuthi bazame ukuphila. So ungaba le gama sibilele ukuthi kunabantu aba-underemployed ukuthi bayasebenza ukuthi bayavuka besisiya emsebenzini, kodwa baye bengazuzi imali esingathi iyakwana ukuthi baphile babe nempilakahle. So nxa sikhangele ifiga leli, ngiyavumelana noFayayo ukuthi uhulumende waseZimbabwe ulodubo lokuthi afuna ukuthi avume ukuthi kula ma-problems lapha eZimbabwe. Njalo yena nxa sikhangeliza no-P F uyasiqambela amanga ukuthi kuzaba le msebenzi ethize nxa singabafotela ukuthi bahluthini iintambo zombuso ngo-2013, kodwa asikaboni umsebenzi o-1. Sibona ukuthi ama-industry ayavala, into eziningi sezifile, kodwa uhulumende ube sithembise ukuthi uzanika abantu abaningi imisebenzi.
Mnumzana Fayayo, isikhathi sesingasavumi lapha, ungasigqibela uhlelo lwethu nje namhlanje.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi okokuqala mnumzana yikuhleka abantu abadubekayo lokho okukhunywa nguhulumende. Abantu bavuke ekuseni bethengisa amatamatisi, la matamatisi angikhona bazama ukuwathengisa emini lebusuku, bagidiswa ngamapolisa kakhansila, bagidiswa ngamakhosi ngamapolisa kakhulumende, akula nzuzo nje kuphela abayitholayo. So ngicabanga ukuthi yikubahleka, akula lutho, bayehluleke ukuzidekela ukudla ukuthi bedle ezindlini. So ukuthi bebhadale i-taxi lokuthi kuthe bayasebenza yikubahleka, yikubathuka, yikungabahloniphi.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Roderick Fayayo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yezakhamizi iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, obexoxa endawonye lengcwethi kwezomnotho umnumzana Masimba Kutshera. Bebe lami ecingweni bese omunye eseHarare, omunye ekoBulawayo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo, ku-Live Talk asihluzeni bomama, sikhangela udubo lokuhlukuluzana emulini kubangelwa yikonakala komnotho welizwe okukhanya kuqonga.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Hayi ke isikhathi kasisavumi. Oliver Lelisayo ngintungamile inkomo.
Lami owenu uChris Gande lingakhohlwa ke ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukhele ethi studio7@voanews.com. Loba i-text message ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lilale.